these rich folks, two or three guys, want to know our growth. How much? Oh, we told them, you know, oh, we're up to this much, $500,000 a year growing, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they said, look, we want to invest in your company. Now, they wasn't wondering what they're going to do with their money. They're looking for opportunity, man. And they said, we're going to buy y'all, we'll buy all brand new truck, blah, 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 go through the deal, and we'll pay cash for it, we'll do all of that, and then, you know, we want 30%. I looked at my brother and I said, do I look stupid? Oh, we got new trucks coming without them.
That's right.
See, I was born again. Yeah, we're having to drive our 1987. I'm driving an 87 Ford Ranger with no reverse selling garage doors. So everywhere I go, I kind of make sure I think ahead that I can turn around or back up on a bank, then get out. You know, that's a little embarrassing, right? I ought to have a brand new car, right? Looking good, sliding it. That thing was white, too. Ugly, ugly. Well, I wasn't depending on that truck.
Right.
I was starting to walk in authority then. I told my brother, I said, my God owns every truck they can buy. But God, you know, you know what I drive? Paid off nice. I'll drive it down here and show it to you, my sermon truck. It took me a few years, but I got it. That white one is mine. Paid for cash. Now, it might have took me a little while working myself up to the place to where I could bleed in 13, 14 grand in a couple of weeks, but I did it, Ben Teresa. We did it. Yeah. Well, that's because you're a pastor. That ain't got nothing to do with that Bible.
That's right.
That Bible don't say pastors are the only ones that's going to have revelation and strength and power and anointing. That says, these signs shall follow them that believe. We read it last week.
Yeah.
You wasn't here. Well, you laid out, you missed. Go back and listen to it. Some people called me this morning, they sick. I said, fight!
Yes,
I said, fight! I didn't tell them, yeah, y'all lay out of church. Yeah, I know. You did that.
Bless the Lord.
I told them, I said, fight! You remember what we heard Wednesday night? I'll send it through text. I'm bold. Hallelujah. Get up. Fight. And then I'll go out on the back. I was trying to take a nap, Mac. I got my sermon together and got that text. I got up. I couldn't rest then. I got up out on the back porch and I yes, devil, in the name of Jesus. I said, I bind you right now every principality and power that tries to stop the people of God coming to my church. I bind you and I loose the anointing on them right now. I loose the healing power of God on them right now.
Yes.
And but God, I mean, while I was out there, my phone rings. I didn't hear it. I'm out there and doing some warfare at 9 o'clock this morning.
Bless him, Lord.
See, you ought to be out there when that devil's messing with trying to mess with your marriage. You just run out around that house and you go around through there pleading the blood of Jesus, glory to God, and telling that foul, lying demon spirit to loose your property, loose your wife, loose your husband. Yeah. Command him to do it. Rebuke him in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
As long as that Bible says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, I'm going to fight to come to the house of God. And I don't believe it's ever going to change, Johnny.
Right.
But God, I don't care. Handcuffs might stop me one or two services. But I'll start it in jail. Assembly in there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, they're at church.
Amen.
Feeling better. I looked at one of them, I said, look, I can't shut up over her, feeling better already. I looked, whipped that thing off the back porch.
That's right.
And they rose up and thought it off theirself. And here they are, glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
You know what? COVID, ramp it up, let it go ahead. Listen, I don't care. Flu's been ramped up for years, right? Yes. So I've been fighting flu and keeping it off of me for years. COVID, variant, there ain't no difference. I got a shield of faith, glory to God. I'm going to keep on in the Word of God. I'm going to believe what the Word of God says. I'm going to believe what the Word of God says. And I'm going to believe what the Word of God says. And I'm going to believe what the Word of God says. And I'm just going to believe what the Word of God says.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Well, what does it say? Shame on you. That's how come it can slip up. Stuff can slip up on you. Bible says I ain't ignorant of Satan's device. The Bible says the strong meat, deeper things belongs to those who have their senses exercised. That they know good and evil.
Right.
Hallelujah. That's walking in authority. Then they won't say, boy, that's a fake church down there. That's a fake church. And I'm like, what are y'all? Unbelief church? Y'all ain't got no faith over here in the Methodist? What are y'all? You call us a fake bunch? What are y'all? An unbelieving bunch? I'm just throwing it out there, man. Make people think, what are y'all? Don't it take faith to be saved? Well, they can't argue with it. Yeah, well, I guess y'all one of them faith bunches over there didn't even know it.
Right?
You saved by what? Faith. Through grace, by grace, through what? Faith. Faith. Everybody gets saved. They do it because of their faith. That they heard about Jesus. So that separates all of the unbelieving churches. See y'all later, man. Y'all gonna need some shelter from the storm. Just remember us faith bunch when the ship leaves and y'all still here.
Come on.
I'm going on that ship out of here, man. But while I'm down here, I'm not gonna sit back and not occupy my healing and my finances, my God, and my joy and my peace. I'm a happy man. I go around money in my pocket all the time.
Who can I give to, Lord?
Pull through a yard sale in there. There's everything there. I got everything.
Yeah.
I mean, people get upset at me for preaching like this.
Well, you ought to give some of your money to them.
Listen, I can feed them one time, but I can teach them how to fish, but goddamn get fed the rest of the time.
That's blowing.
Come on, somebody. I'll go get you some bream, and you'll enjoy it. It's gone. But I mean, tomorrow, you ain't got nothing but a memory of that good fish. But God, I'd go out there and say, come on, I got you a little reeling rod here. Come on out here. Get a worm out there. Put it on here. This is how you do it. Cast out there. Put it over here close to the bank and bring it off. Teach you how to fish. And then I'll go, hey, man, you need me to catch some fish? No, I don't need it now, Brother Scotty. Look, God, I can catch all the fish I want.
Good stuff.
Well, that's what the scripture does. It teaches us each one how to apply the relationship with Jesus. Praise God that we out personally, that He's a God that comes through for us. But we have to do some fighting out here.
Right.
We have to do some laying hold and standing against and binding principalities. Look at everybody here. We got even visitors. I pray for y'all.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord, for those visitors this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. They're coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. They'll be touched today by your Holy Spirit and your power, God. And they will leave that place knowing that your presence is in there.
Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah. Why? Because we're a church in authority. We're anointed by the Lord. Every church that's planted by the Lord, I'm not saying we're the only one. There's a bunch of them out there. But I can't focus on all those. I got to focus on the will of God for here in our lives and what He's speaking to us. Hallelujah. And everybody listening by way of Facebook, don't use this. You know, if you're able to go to church, if you want under that corporate anointing, you're going to have to get up like the rest of us and fight and get on your back porch and begin to rebuke sickness and disease, rebuke pain in your body, rebuke whatever's coming against you. Don't rebuke your neighbor, but tell them, come on, get in. We're going to church. Be nice to them.
Come on.
When you decide to get up and march forward for Jesus, the satanic forces take notice and they'll send your neighbor, don't never come over. But they come over the day that you decide you're going to go to church. Somebody shows up and starts talking. Or you get a phone call that hinders you getting your hair dried in time. Or you get up with a toothache, a footache, a headache, a backache. Or you got up, had a bad nightmare last night, and you just feel yucky.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on, somebody. That Satan throws everything out there to get us not to walk in authority. Because when we move forth in authority, there's things waiting on us as we walk. Hallelujah. As we go forward, we get killed and blessed. Hallelujah.
You're right. Come on. Amen.
I mean, people's told me, well, you know, you got heart disease. No, I don't got heart disease. I don't want nobody to label that.
Right.
I had open heart surgery. That don't tell me I got heart disease. I had stopped up arteries. There's a difference in a disease and an artery stopped up to me. I mean, I got, you know, dirt bobbers all the time around my shop. When I still like to cycle gas every now and then. I used to go steal it, you know, out of the car. I didn't buy gas. Man, I went and stole it. I went to Florida down there and found out how to get into a station. Had a big tank up by our station. And I found out they didn't have it locked, Mac. I got everybody in Dade City, Florida rounded up. Every other evening, I'd say, come on down. I know where the gas is at. What gas? It's free. You just got to do it at night, man. And I'm telling you, I filled everybody's cars up every other night, man, out of that big, big, big tank. Big tank.
Yes, Lord.
Then I got ready to come back to Alabama, and I went. So I like to siphon gas every now and then. Some of that old stuff I used to do. But I cycle it out of Teresa's lawnmower where they ain't near as stealing it. She don't like me for to get her lawnmower, stick anything in her lawnmower thing. So that's as close as getting evil as I can. So I go out there, you know, and I get my suffering hose. And I go, and it's solid. I'm like, what? And I look, and the dirt daubers are in there. And I'm going to stop my suffering hose up. And I'm like, man, I'm stopping my hose up, you know. And so I don't go hang the hose up. Well, it's got a disease.
Right.
Come on.
Can't use that hose no more. I mean, it's got a disease. It's about that long in there. That's stupid, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, you can say, look, man, it's only dirt. Wow, on the post.
Right.
Y'all ever done that? Wow. Tell you how to get a hose pipe. Dirt bobbers. Get it on the pipe. And then when you go, don't suck it, blow it.
Yeah.
I've sucked dust before. Hoping there wasn't a spider in there and sucker that head. But did eat it. Well, you know what? That's the way it is. That's the way I was. I ain't no disease. I'm healed.
That's right.
I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Even if I'm taking medicine, I'll take that medicine. I'll say, glory to God. I'm not depending on this God. I'm depending on your anointing to work on this medicine right here. And by God, I'm healed. I'm healed from the crown of my head. And I'll tell it soon. And very soon, I won't be taking you. That's taking authority over that. Well, when your body heals on up, you know, because of your words and you rebuking that, we just read, we did out where Jesus talked to the fever.
Yeah.
Did you know fever's here? Sure they do. It left. How'd that fever know to leave? Jesus told it to.
Right?
Fever hears. COVID hears your
eyes. Oh, it's getting bad. Everybody out here got COVID, boy. I mean, I'm going to wrap up in some. I'm not leaving.
COVID hears you.
Yes,
well, Fox said.
COVID hears you.
Yeah.
Fox, CNN, the authority. I don't care what you listen to. You better cut some of that off.
Yep.
Well, I want to be informed. Why do you need informed?
You don't want to be informed about the Bible like you need to think you need to be informed about what's going on in the world. Well, the Bible's going to take care of in your life what's going on in the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well,
I'm telling COVID every day, you ain't coming to me. You ain't going to get on me off of my hands popping gas. You ain't going to get in my truck, you idiot. You might as well shut up. And even if you do, you're going to die. And if you come to my church on somebody, you die when you get there because that is holy ground. I talk to COVID like he's trying to talk to me.
Come on. Praise God.
There's one thing I do. I mean, look, I had a guy one time, he's in my back seat. He wanted to show me his girlfriend, and she's in some kind of nighty or something.
Lingerie.
Yeah, let me see my girlfriend.
I said, no, I don't see your girlfriend, man. I said, don't push pornography up my face. You know, if I wanted to watch pornography, I'll pull it up on my own phone. I'll pull it up here. I can punch in pornography if I want to. I don't want you shoving it in my face.
Yeah, right?
Well, that devil wants to shove all this. If I want to listen to Fox, I will. If I don't, I cut it off.
Bless the Lord.
If I don't want to listen to the devil, I shut him up.
Amen.
Why, your business is going under. Liar!
Amen.
Liar! Oh, I don't know. That COVID's going to shut down the world. Liar! You believe it? You're spitting that stuff out. What does the Bible say? As long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and our harvest.
Amen.
He didn't say, listen, guys, there's coming a time about 2,000 years after Jesus gets there that COVID's going to hit and the variants is going to hit and we're going to have a bad president and everybody's going nuts and nobody knows the truth and the world is just going to be bad. He don't say that, does he?
Nope.
See, I used to say it, and some folks would get mad at me. Nobody knows. I'd say, you go to church, and that's what you hear. Nobody knows the trouble now. You come here, oh, I'm telling you, the devil's been on me all week. And I mean, I was doing good till this other bill come in. I was doing good till that one happened. And then here comes somebody church and told me about their problem. And then it really got bad. I mean, you can't do all of that stuff. You got to say, cast it over on the Lord. I spoke to my, I told Teresa one time, I said, do not stop at that mailbox on Wednesday night again. Why, Mac? I was fired up, ready to come preach. But God, we didn't have the money. And then I get in there, and there's a pile of bills that high on my way to church on a Wednesday. I ain't checked it in 3 days, but check it on Wednesday. I thought I said, don't check that mailbox again on Wednesday. Why don't we start in from church? Why? Because it tries to mess with me before I go to church. Now I don't want to go preach that fake stuff.
Come on.
You ever been glory to God? Church was so good. We're going to church. Woo, you're behind on your rent. And then the landlord, you're going to have to get out. Oh, I'm sorry, we church.
Yep. Come on.
I wasn't going to church until I got that bad news. Devil's like, yeah, you poor little rat, lay down.
Yeah.
Lay down, you little mud dog.
Yeah.
You poor old thing. You the only one on the planet got any problems.
Yeah.
Just lay on down. Right. I told the person to call me, I said, think about not coming to church. I understand feeling bad. I'm not knocking them. I said, you'll feel good right after church.
Amen.
You will feel good right after church. Get up. I mean, you know. And then all of a sudden, right after church, oh yeah, I should go change your plug wires. Got healed all of a sudden over some plug wires.
Come on.
You know how I know that? I've been there, done it. I've experienced it, man. Devil, who doing me? Get me to go by how I feel. I mean, people, that a guy just the other day said, I can't say a damn thing. Can't say it. I'm looking. I'm like, well, I said pretty good, you know. He said, just wait till you get 60, not me, and it'll hit you too. Thought, oh no, not that man, boss. Nah, man, nah. My eyes are getting good. They're good. Are you still there?
Yeah.
That's the way he was. I know it's bad. I know it's bad, brother. But wait till you get 60. How old are you? And I wouldn't even tell him. I said, don't mind about that, man. But God. Don't prophesy my future, does he? No, man. Just because you got and you're blind, man, ain't going blind.
That's right. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm gonna prophesy. I prophesy to my body about every day. Thank you, Lord. My heart is stronger than it's ever been, God. Thank you, Lord. I can drive more fence posts than I ever could before I got healed by you, Lord. But God, you carried me through that process, God. I was bleeding up the other day and told Trish, I said, 8 minutes, keep up, man, I'm 54. Travis said something the other day, I said, just come with daddy, son, just come with daddy.
Nah, I ain't going down.
Shoot, I leave work and I'm all over Buffalo, over yonder, man, digging. Ah, man, I'm I went over there. I thought, oh, I got an hour and a half. Or we go eat supper Fridays. And I've been trying to get my power on for 5 months up there, and I finally got my power on. It started me, Johnny. Oh, it started me, and I'm like, oh, man, I've got an hour and a half. I bet you I can go up there and dig that line, run it in there, but God, I bet you I can do it an hour and a half. I went up there, my battery was dead on my back hole, and I'm like, oh, God. And I looked, and the tire was flat, and I'm like, oh, God. I thought, well, I still got 110 minutes when I got it all aired up. I jerked around there, went over there. I dug that line, boy. I thought I got 20 more minutes, 20 minutes. See, you can't give up when it looks like you ain't got time.
Come on. Amen.
And by God, I dug that line, drug that big old sucker over there. You going. Them cows are not no feed today. Sylvester come and stopped me. He didn't know it. But I'm glad you showed up. You rescued me. I got home just in time, but God, to get in the shower, and we went to get us something to eat.
Bless the Lord.
See, look, God, I mean, he's having me to speak all this stuff to you right now.
Right now.
Some of you, it's funny. I'm not a funny guy. I'm a very serious guy. But sometimes I come under the anointing on here, and Teresa's, and she's laughing, it's funny. If Teresa's back there, you know good and well there's an anointing on me.
Come on.
If that girl back there giggling, jarring around on the pews, laughing, I'm like, oh, man, I'm anointed. I know I'm anointed today, God.
Bless the Lord.
Come on, give me some scripture, man. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now look, this is Jesus. He sees a fig tree over there. He's going to go get some fruit. He said, seeing a fig tree afar off, leaves, he came just happily. He might find anything there on. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet. I wonder if he knew that. I think he's making an example. I think Jesus had to know. I mean, I know when plums are coming in. I know when my fig trees are coming on. I mean, he's 30, in his 30s here. You know, I'm thinking, this has got to be put in the Bible for an example.
Yep.
I thought, because Jesus knew what season it was. You know? He came to it, and he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, notice that.
Yeah,
he's talking to a tree. He's talking to a tree. He's sorry, he ain't got nobody, and he said to it. He says, Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee thereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Give me the verse 20 now, Ben. I believe that's what I want. Didn't I give them to you?
There's more, over 35
or 40. Now, out there in my notebook, I just didn't see it. I had 20 verses. Give me verse 20, I think. Give me verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now notice this. Jesus goes over there. There's some revelation in here. Jesus goes over there. And then I thought, okay, Lord, everything that's not bearing fruit in my life, I'm going to begin to tell it.
That's tough.
I'm going to begin to prophesy to the thing. Sickness and disease.
Yes.
Poverty.
Yes.
Lack.
Yes.
Fear. Unbelief. See, the trees here.
Come on. Amen.
Right there, one heard it. Right? Jesus said to it, from this time forward, nobody will eat fruit from you again.
Yep.
Jesus told that tree that. And then 24 hours later, a little while later, Here, that fig tree does exactly what Jesus said it was going to do. The thing dried up. It'll never bear figs again.
Amen.
It died. It died from the roots. See, look, the Word of God goes down to the root of matters in our life that is causing the problems and issues in our life. It begins to root out the things that don't bear good fruit in my life, in my marriage. I mean, Ben Teresa, we don't really fight anymore. You know, I mean, we'll disagree some, Mac, you know, and everything, you know, and at different times. I don't believe everything she says. She says a lot of stuff she wants me to do, and I just don't know.
Right.
And she usually puts it all in a question mark. I'm like, why don't you just spit it out and say it?
I wouldn't boss you around.
And don't you don't want to boss me around? She puts it in a question, getting the same result, though. She gets the same result. But you know what? I mean, when everything is not hunky-dory, so to speak, at home, I'll think, boy, if I had a woman that didn't have a spine like her, somebody would just shut up when I tell them to shut up. Man, you get some. I've been thinking none of y'all women out there. I'm thinking, that's a la-la land, Satan. You're stupid. Ain't a woman going to do that. Travis tells Beth to shut up, and she said, I'm going to tell your mama. I'm going to tell Teresa, bud. You better leave me alone, man. She'll jack you right up. But see, we hear that trees hear. Fear. We read that fear hears. And Jesus rebuked it, right? I mean, if people would say, well, that was Jesus. No, Jesus come and showed us in 3 years what we are to continue doing until he returns back after us.
That's right. Come on.
Greater things. He said, great things that I do, but greater things that you'll do because I send to the Father, Jesus said. Greater than speaking to a fig tree? And it died? Greater than speaking to fear or COVID? I'm not afraid of COVID.
Right. You better be. It's killing a bunch of people. Well, I don't care. I'm not looking at that. I'm looking unto Jesus. I'm looking unto Jesus. I'm looking unto Jesus. He's the author. He's the finisher of my faith. He's my healer. He's my shield. He's my strong tower. He's my very present help in time of need.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I'm not looking at all of that. That is your choice. I mean, what if you do get fed up on God and you're so scared and you live your life scared and it never gets you? You've lived in torment all that time. You've been tormented. Fear of dying. Fear of what to do for you. I'll put on there back under when the Lord spoke to me when it didn't have COVID yet. You know, the Lord spoke to me and he said, don't give it a voice. That's when it first started out. They didn't call it COVID, China virus. Called China virus then. That's where it come from, China.
Yes.
They named it right to start with, China virus.
That's right.
Released in the one who, whatever that lab is.
Yep.
That's right. And our money went over there helping them research COVID before it ever come on the scene. Your tax dollars. Do your homework. But God, CNN, Fox, and all of them ain't going to tell you.
I really get upset about all that, Mac. Lying to me?
Deceiving me? No, I really get upset. But I'm not going to let it warp me up in my spirit. I'm not going to let it get me out of faith and out of love and praying for the government. I'm not going to bash Biden and all of them. I did not vote for him, would not vote for him, will never vote for him, ever.
That's right. Come on.
Ever. Why? Because he's ungodly. 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 You hear me? Ungodly.
Right.
Ungodly regime, ungodly plans, kick God out, lie.
Right.
We'll never abandon you, and then abandon them.
That's right.
Do you know how many that fought for 20 years over there that really hurt them bad, that they spent 20 years and then left our soldiers over there in the enemy's hands?
That's right.
We the righteous got to rise up and vote people in authority and under God into our systems. Praise God. Police system. It's not up. If we just leave it up to the world, they going to get because they going to give them your money. They going to give them free stuff. They going to give them free stuff. They going to give them free stuff. They going to give them free college. Free. Me and you don't want something free. We work with our own hands that we have to give to those. So we've got a total different view than people out in the world that don't want to work for what they get. We got a total different view if we're born again than the ungodly world out there. The Bible says for us not to be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. That means I need to go down to the city down here and vote in Christians that run our police force. We need Christians that run a mayor. We need Christians in the White House. We need somebody that stands for God in the White House, and then a lot of this stuff won't be happening.
Amen.
And me and you can't sit back and say, well, we just ain't going to vote because we don't agree with none of it. No, you better get the one that's closest to godly ways as there is and get that person in there.
That's
right. Do you know Trump went over there and set that up in Israel that the last five presidents said they was going to do? You know who met with him? John Hagee. John Hagee and his wife met with him and convinced him that he needed to set that up in Israel, that this was God's will. And Trump did it in no time. He set that thing. A biblical thing happened with this man. I don't really like him. He can't shut his mouth.
Bless him, Lord.
He cusses, and I don't like it. You know, he just tell you like it is, Jack, and I really don't like that. I'll be sitting there. Ain't much make me cringe. But I like what he did. I like what he stood for the Christian church. I like what he stood for God, letting people come and pray and prophesy over him while he's in the White House. These people don't even pray.
That's right. Come on.
Then they want to use scripture to get me to take a shot. Are you serious? That does get me upset. Want to get scripture to get me to get it. I'll get a shot if I want to. If I don't want to, I got to. God-given constitutional right that says you don't press your will on me.
Amen.
Ever.
Come on.
They told Daniel in the Bible, don't you pray. Don't pray. If you pray, you're going in the lion's den, boy. They told him. If you don't do what we tell you to do, and you know what? Daniel wasn't popular, I'm sure.
Them over there that won't get vaccinated, they're just killers now. They're just walking around killers. Liar! Liar!
Right, come on.
They don't like it? Sue me. So sue me. Don't call me a killer. But God, I lay hands on the sick and they recover. I serve the true and living God that has raised me up more than once. I rebuke COVID. I rebuke it. It ain't coming to my church. It ain't coming to my house. And it darn well ain't going to kill me.
Right, come on.
I'm going to try to get off COVID.
Bless you, Lord.
Well, we need it sometimes, don't we?
Yeah.
We need that sometimes. We need that boldness come out sometimes.
Yes.
So that we don't sit there at a CNN team. We don't care about CNN. I don't care about 40. I don't care about the weather. Even my phone messed me up the other day. I ain't turned the TV on because all I hear is that garbage stuck down my throat every day. I know it's here. Big deal. It's been here.
Yep.
What are we doing about it? Why ain't we fighting? Why ain't we rising up? Why ain't we pleading the blood of Jesus? Why ain't we speaking over our nation? Why ain't we prophesying back to it as it's prophesying to us? Did you know that's why Elijah run? Because Elijah, the prophet, what was her name? Jezebel? Jezebel told him, yeah, this time tomorrow your head's coming off. He killed 450 prophets of Baal. And she told him, tomorrow this time your head's going to be cut off. He goes to thinking about that and starts running. Starts running. Well, you know, that deceiving, lying Jezebel spirit's here today. It's still here today. get me to believe that, that some disease is bigger than my God? I'm not going to believe it. I don't care if who said it. The hospitals fill up, I'm still not going to believe that God's not bigger than that. I mean, I can't help it because I hate it. I'm praying for people in the hospital, praying and covering them, but they got to rise up, just like I told some folks this morning, go to the church here, rise up and fight. There's some fighting.
That's right.
Do some fighting.
Amen. Bless
you. Give me the next scripture, man. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what word is this? For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirit to come out. And the fame of him went into every place of the country round about. And he rose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever. And they besought him for her. Come on, baby. And stood over her and what?
Rebuked
the fever. Don't you think we're to rebuke? I bet you if Jesus come today, down here in the natural, he'd rebuke that thing.
Yeah.
When that TV talked to him, he'd say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. In the name of God. I mean, he wouldn't be like, oh God, y'all be careful out there. Y'all just be careful, little sheep. You know, just be careful. I mean, you know. No, he wouldn't. He'd rebuke it. And he expects us to rebuke it. He says, and now, he said, arose and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered to him. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with diverse diseases brought them to him, and he laid hands on every one of them and healed them.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to be laying our hands on people. Rebuking COVID for them. Telling them when we're talking to them. You know, I know you got problems in your body, but listen, you got to stand up and rebuke that. Rebuke sin. I've been rebuking. I done drove that arthritis or water out of me.
Right.
By golly, I'm not going to be locked up where I can't do nothing at 50 something years old.
Well, then when you get 80, I'm not going to do it 80. I'm going to be same guy then, same word, same Bible.
Amen.
I'm going to drive it out. Drive it out.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Drive it out. I mean, them hawks come down there to get my chickens. I didn't sit there, well, you know, God knows the hawks have got to eat too. They need to go get out there. You ain't eating my chicken.
Bless them.
I get the shotgun. Boom. Everybody like, can't shoot them hawks. Watch me.
Yeah.
But God, if government wants to take care of my chickens, bring me some nets over here. Don't you tell me they're going to come and eat my profit and my food up, and then I'm going to sit back here with a gun and let them do it? If y'all want to find me, bring me some nets over here and
Amen.
Keep your birds out of my bird cages.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh. I mean, I'm not dumb, man. You want to think stupid like that I can't take care of my animals?
That's right. Come on.
Went down there the other day, they sent me a text, they're running your cows Sunday evening. I thought, great. So I told Teresa, I said, I'll be back, baby. I go over there, drive through the pasture, find the same dog that they let loose last year. You know, and I thought, okay. Get back in my truck, drive around, I know exactly where to live. Pulling there, and there are a bunch of dopeys. And I thought, oh, man, you know, that old clap. The ones that nearly shot me over there with a practicing when I had my dozer working on it. They wasn't meaning to. They're just practicing over our stone, I guess. Boom! Boom! I looked over there and they're pointing straight to me. I said, hey! I'm out here! I guess they're so stone dummy they can't see me out there. I don't know. I drive back up in there again, praying. Pit bulls running everywhere. I get out. Get out, I thought, well, the pit bulls, I thought, they don't want to get my ankle, I'll choke it down. I'm kind of upset right now, you know. So I get out, the little pit bulls, they just come in there and just bow down. They bow down to Jesus.
That's right, yeah.
And I said, help your buddy. I said, yeah, you're helping. I said, you're a three-legged dog. I said, it's chasing the cows again. I said, now they're going to do something with your three-legged dog. I said, the three-legged dog is yours, ain't it? He said,
somewhat.
I thought, somewhat? He's stoned. I said, yeah, I don't know what stoned is. I've been stoned, but I use Visine, mine's the kill paper.
Yeah.
I can walk in stoned, use a half a bottle of Visine, mine.
You been smoking that wacky backy again. Boy, I know you been smoking that wacky backy. I said, Mom, I ain't been smoking no wacky backy. Yep, you and Teresa too. Y'all are both stoned to the bone.
That's what you call it.
Y'all stoned to the bone. I knew you had ever done that.
Well, Mama knows her kids.
Yeah, right. Come on.
And so he says, oh, thank you for not shooting my dog.
Well, my neighbor got over and got mad because he chased my cow, went and shot him in the neck. My neighbor.
Look, I ain't gonna chase my neighbor's cow.
Boom. Shoot at him. Runs off.
I said, look, man, I'm not looking to shoot your dog. I said, but you need to get your dog. What am I doing? I'm taking authority.
Yep.
Now, if he don't take authority, that dog will be mine.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Buzzard meat. I got $15,000 in cows over there. Don't tell me you're going to chew my legs up.
Yeah.
On my cows, you better get the dog up, right?
Yeah. Well, we need to be good Christians.
No, I don't take authority. COVID will just run right over you. Poverty will just run right over you. Weakness will just run right over you. God's got things in your life for you to do in ministry, and Satan will just convince you that it's somebody else or whatever. But God, if you give in to this coward down, the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of timidity, of fear, of cowardness to back up, bless God. I'm not saying be mean and ugly, but we got to walk in authority. If we don't walk into that authority, I'm telling you, we'll have authority usurped over us.
Yeah.
Satan will make sure of it. Give me the next one, man. At the same day, and when the evening was come, he said to them, Jesus, let us pass to the other side. Okay, now stop for just a second. Jesus told them, before we get to the story here, Jesus told them, we're going to the other side. I want to point that out to you, that Jesus told them, we're going to the other side.
Yep.
Okay, same thing today. Jesus said, 1 Peter 2:24, by Jesus' stripes ye were
healed.
He said, we're going to the other side.
Yep.
That's the word of the Lord here.
Yep.
Healing, the Bible says, is the children's bread. Healing belongs to us.
Yep.
Bible says he healed all of our diseases.
Yep.
He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all of their fears. Okay, now I'm just saying, Jesus is saying all, not just this. He told us in the Bible. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm. Somebody say, great storm.
Great storm.
They're in the will of God too. They're in the will of God.
Yep.
He told them, get on this ship. We're going to the other side.
Yep.
They're in the will of God.
Yes.
And there arose a great storm of wind. The waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And when he was, you get a big trial today? Yeah, they are too. Let's just, when we go on, let's just, all of us don't do what they did.
Right.
Here in just a minute. And he was in the hidden part of the ship asleep on the pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Question mark. And he rose and what? What did he do?
He
steps out there. Here that wind is. And he rebuked it.
That's right.
Took authority over that wind.
Yeah.
And said to the sea, look at our man. Do you think wind hears?
Yeah.
Wind hears.
Yep.
Storms hear. Tornadoes hear. Hurricanes hear us out yonder in the ocean when they're forming.
Yep.
That last one, black God, they said, go hit Alabama. I didn't go dig me a hole. I started speaking to that sucker soon as it started forming out there in the ocean. I told it and called its name. I said, you won't come here and do any damage at my place or anybody around me. But God, you die in the name of it. I rebuke it. I spoke to that thing.
Yeah, so.
Well, I mean, Christians don't think God will be doing that. I mean, if James Spann tells you it's going to come over here and tear your house down, you better be speaking to it.
That's right.
Now, James Spann's predicting he'd been in a long time. But he's not talking about the spiritual aspect. He's talking about that natural storm like they were in. Right?
Yeah.
Can you see it? And he said to them, why are you so fearful? Why are you so fearful of COVID? Why are you so fearful? Because they say it's doing this. Oh, so faith comes by hearing. Fear comes by hearing.
Yep.
And did you know that's what happened to the disciples here? Jesus told them, go to the other side. Jesus wasn't down there. I'm sure that boat's rocking. Water down there had to be. It said it's full. I mean, Jesus had to know water was in the boat.
Yep.
Right? Yep, go on. Give me the rest of it.
That was all.
Oh, it is? But see, he asked them, he said, how is it that you're so fearful? You know what he expected them to do? He expected them to speak to that storm. He expected them to rebuke that storm. So me and you need to be doing a little talking to the storms. Give me Mark 11 right quick. I know we're running a little late. I need to cover a little bit.
Mark 11 what?
22, 23, 24. Yeah. Mark 11, 22, 23, 24. I must not have your mind. 22. Yep. In fact, if you need that, forgive them. If you need that, you got to forget it, forgive them. Jesus answered and said, have faith in God. Give me verse 23. For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what is fig tree?
Yeah.
Wind,
yeah.
Storms,
yeah.
Water,
yeah.
Fever,
yeah.
COVID,
yeah.
Poverty,
yeah.
Don't feel good,
mm-hmm.
Sounds bad around here, whatever it is, I don't think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
All of that, you need to speak to all of that,
yeah.
That mountain, speak to it. He said, say to this, be thou new. And be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said.
Hallelujah.
Now, bless God, I just believe COVID ain't going to get me.
Right.
Yeah. I just believe you got to use common sense. Who told you that? Which scripture in the Bible? That come out of your Bible.
Yeah.
If I tell you that come out of Scotty verse. Don't know how the world would come from. First Scotty, stupid. Listen, man. God give us sense to trust him. He give us sense to read that Bible and say, I'm going to have this kind of mind. I'm going to have the mind that Jesus had. If a storm arises, but God, I'm going to speak to that and say, peace be still. Be thou removed, hallelujah. Cast into the sea, hallelujah. I'm having trouble in my marriage. I'm not going to get another woman that's got 8 kids. I've got 2 grandkids, and that's enough trouble.
Whoa.
If I'm married to a guy that's so lazy he won't get off the couch, but God, I'm not just going to tell him what kind of bum he is. I'm going to go to prophesying to him while he ain't there. I would throw his underwear in there. This stinking man is turning sweet, Lord. Every time I put something in there, then get it out and get just anoint some oil, put it in his britches, light a fire. Prophesy what a man he is that works hard and loves God and loves it. Prophesy to it. Prophesy what you want out of that man. Prophesy what you want in that woman.
That's right.
I used to tell God about me and Doris. Now, we hated each other. I mean, it was that deep, man. So there ain't no relationship that I believe because of my experience that can't be dealt with if me and Doris can. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, we had a refrigerator one time. She come repossessed it. Our food in it. I threw it out in the yard. I'm mad. I threw the refrigerator in the yard. You know? But after I got born again, I started saying, oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that I love my mother-in-law.
Come on.
Lord, I thank you. I love Jesus, and I love my mother-in-law. And I started prophesying things. I started saying we have a good relationship in the name of Jesus. It took a few years, but look at us today. She works in the ministry. I believe she would trade me in for teaching homes out there. I believe
I wouldn't trade her for no mother-in-law. But God, she's one of the best ones I've ever seen in my life. And you know what? If what I'm saying, I wasn't going to live my life mad at my mother-in-law and her daughter couldn't talk to her and all kinds of stuff taking place after I got born again. Especially after I started learning the things that I'm teaching you right now out of God's Word. I begin to speak to those things, principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness that was trying to get us to destroy one another and never have a good relationship. I don't believe that it's not possible for you to get forgiveness and forgive people. I believe if you rely on the Lord and speak to that thing and praise God, I believe that you can be in peace and joy and happy with your family as one with
mine. Come on. Amen.
So walk in authority. Walk in that authority. Call those things that be not as though they are. You've got people against you. Start talking them. Not down on them. Start prophesying, God, let this connection right here, let the anointing flow through me and touch them and help them, Lord, and minister to them, God. Thank you, Lord, because I'm going to walk in love. I'll keep a right heart in the enemy comes and he finds no place in me, God. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just thank you today for your mighty Holy Spirit.